Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a key.
Here's David Hollander.
If you're going to retire in the next 5 years, then you just have to listen to today's show. For the last 30 years, I've been working with clients who face some pretty tough decisions. And so I have five decisions you need to make right now if you're planning on retiring within the next 5 years. You're going to want to clear your schedule for the next hour and find out what they are. Good morning. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and this is Protect Your Assets. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. You hear the jingle? They call me the Sandman around here, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. And that's because I run a financial firm and I'm a partner in the law firm. Retirement is one of the most significant events you're going to ever experience in your life. And if retirement is just around the corner for you, then you are on what we call the retirement danger zone. That's because mistakes or missed opportunities that you could make right now can literally cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in income if you make the wrong decision in the red zone. It's just that simple. So over my 30 years of practice, I've identified five decisions that you need to make right now to make sure you're on the right course. Stick with me for the entire show as I'll walk you through them. Now, let's get started. This market is resilient. There's no question about it. The Dow this week, down 0.2%, not much. S&P up a little bit, 0.6. NASDAQ up 1.5. And the 10-year Treasury settled in at 132, but it did rise yesterday a little bit, which I've been talking about, an oil 69.26 a barrel. So what's happening? Well, this past week, like I mentioned, the jobs reports, you have the Thursday weekly and you have the Friday, which was for the month of August, came out. And there was a surprise. And why it was so important, this jobs report yesterday, was because of the fact that the next Fed meeting is going to be on the 22nd of September. And why that's important is because as we wind out of summer, remember, Monday is Labor Day. You don't have to go to work. Yay. Anyway, summer's over, right? Got a couple more days, and then we're back into the fall. And usually the fall means the stock market falls. And so if the Fed doesn't do it right, it's going to fall a lot. And so their meeting on the 22nd is where they're going to talk about how they're going to ease off the throttle here, because they've had their foot solidly on that gas pedal. And now it's time to unwind that, because it can't go on forever. You have to take away the punch bowl. And so this jobs report Friday was really important. And here's why. So this was the August employment report. And we were looking for a lot of jobs, because if you remember in July, there was a ton. There was over 1 million jobs in July. Remember that? And so August was supposed to be great. People were saying 5, 6, 7 could be as high as 900,000. Guess what? It was only 235,000. Ouch. Not a lot. And what was it? What was the Delta? The Delta variant has really put headwinds on, particularly the hospitality and leisure sector, because people were just getting afraid again. I mean, it's just that simple. So that's what did it, but it wasn't bad enough to cause me to get overly concerned. Let me tell you more about that. So I'm going to say that this jobs report was still in the Goldilocks camp. You know, Mama and Papa Bear are still out there hunting around. And we're still eating our porridge. And the economy is still growing. And I don't think it's over. But I do want you to get prepared. Because I do think that September and October are going to be interesting. But it's not over. All right. So how do I know this? Well, the other big number, the second most important number I was looking at this week was manufacturing. Because if our factories are still making stuff, and a lot of stuff, that means that people are buying it. It means that things are happening. And that's still happening. Because this past week, the ISM Manufacturing Index rose. Didn't fall. It actually beat the previous month. So we were at 59.9. The estimates were around 59. And remember, anything over 50 is good. And so this was the 15th. Consecutive month of expansion in the factory sector in the United States of America. So the bottom line is, and the details as you look at this stuff, things look pretty Goldilocks in my mind. And that's good. Now, the other thing that came out of this, which is important, and this gets me excited. I'm sorry, but I like this stuff. So look, are you doing any remodeling on your house, like buying lumber and stuff like that, going down to Home Depot like me? Well, if you are, you've seen what? You've seen prices on that stuff go way up, right? And you're going, when's this going to stop? When are prices going to start to come down on stuff? They just did. That's what this report showed. It just showed. This is the first time I've seen this. That prices are starting to go the other way. Inflationary pressure on stuff is turning around. And this is at the producer level. So that should trickle down. That's called trickle-down economics. Bueller? See the drool. Anyway, listen. That's good news, okay? So Goldilocks is still happening, and I'm excited. Now, the question is, if you remember, do you wear white? After Labor Day, you're not supposed to. Remember, you're not supposed to wear white, only white in the summer. At least that's what my mom taught me. Anyway, that's the reality. So now we're going past Labor Day, and I think we're going to see some red, folks. I think that the S&P 500 is going to go down a little bit. Now, why do I say that? Well, on average, over the last 20 years, September has been the worst performing month for the S&P 500, period. September has posted monthly declines slightly less than half of the time of more than 7%, four times in this period of time I'm talking about. And when you look at the direction of the market, it's definitely not governed by the calendar, but there has been a tendency for volatility to start to pick up as summer winds down. Because everybody's sleepy during summer, particularly this summer. We've been having too much fun. And when you have to start going back to work and it gets colder outside and you have more to think about, right? People just like to create drama. We love drama, right? We do. We're fascinated by it. See what that other person does. Not happening to me, but hey. Anyway. So the moves that we've seen in these years, just the statistics are there. Okay, so with the economy and the things we're seeing right now, I'm expecting it. But I don't think the expansion, I don't think that the earnings of these corporations, I don't think that it's time for a dramatic sell-off. And so if you see any sort of volatility, if you see any opportunity in things that you like, you buy. All right. It's just my experience, my opinion. I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just talking. Now, next week, I'm going to be looking at the producer price index because that's going to talk about inflation once again. And I'm going to see the consumer. How much credit are they taking out? They're still borrowing and they're taking out more money, which they are, by the way. That's a good thing. So if we see all that, game on, folks. So making the right decisions, this close to retirement could provide substantially more income over a longer period of time. If you want to know what those decisions are, stick with me when I come back. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander, the Sandman. That's me. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. She comes in
colors everywhere. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And this morning we've been talking about if retirement is just around the corner for you, and you have five decisions that you need to be making right now. But before we get into that, I just want to talk about why I feel so good. So I don't know if you know, but the club is back open again at the City Center here in downtown Oakland. It's been a while. It's been like a year and a half. They put about $5 million in this place. It's beautiful. I was there yesterday, and I feel great. I'm going back this morning. I got to get more. Anyway, if retirement is around the corner for you, and you're anxious and excited about that, well, then you got to make some decisions. Because right now, you're in what's called the retirement danger zone.
Danger's my middle name.
Oh, yeah. So that's because if you make one mistake or you miss an opportunity in the zone, then you can literally lose hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of your retirement. So don't let anyone tell you that retirement isn't a big deal. It is one of the most significant events in your life. And if you think about it, you're starting a new life, a new routine. And you face a lot of financial decisions that are unfamiliar. So you don't want to do this by yourself. And you want to have a partner who's going to help you identify your blind spot before you take that painful hit out. So let's get started here. First is what you need to know is this. How much do you need to retire? And this is one of the biggest questions you have to answer. So as you think about that, what is in your number? It really depends on this. How much are you spending? What kind of investment return are you getting? And this one, I love this one because every time I ask people, what are you making right now on your portfolio? They just look at me with that deer in the headlights look. I don't know. I mean, he says it's okay and the market's doing this. And I had one this past week who it wasn't him. It was his wife. She said how they went into went into that office. And the guy was like, oh, well, you lost money, but that's great because this is what happened. Da, 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 da. And she said, look, dummy, we lost money. That's not any good. Right. So in any event, if you don't know the answer to the question, which is how much are you actually making right now? That's a problem. And just so you know, that capability is there. You can put a type of statement on your account, a tracker, if you will, that can tell you exactly how you're doing. Anyway, you need to know that. You need to know your tax rate. How much are you spending in taxes on your money as you earn money? You have to be aware of taxes. And then the next thing you need to know, which is kind of hard to do, is how long you're going to live. I know, it's tough. Anyway, all those things are what go into knowing how much you need as a number. So let's help you figure that out this morning by looking at a couple things. So first is what you can do is you can do a projection of what you are going to spend in retirement. You could start with all your expenses right now. And so I encourage you to look at your credit card statements. Remember those things that you also pay like once or twice a year, like property taxes. And then what you also want to do is anticipate some of the expenses that you're going to experience when you give your notice, when you retire. By the way, I'd like to wish a happy retirement to Cindy. Cindy is one of our employees who we had a retirement party for her yesterday. It was really nice. I wish her a great retirement. But in any event, some examples of things that you will experience in retirement are healthcare. Because while you were at work, your employer most likely had you on their health plan. Maybe your spouse was on there as well. Maybe your kids. And when you leave your job, there goes your healthcare. And so, yes, you are entitled to COBRA, but realize that COBRA could cost you 200 to 300%, you heard me right, more than what you're paying right now. And so you'll need to factor that into this number. And also, if your kids are on your policies, well, that ends when they turn 26. So they could stay on COBRA with you as well, but COBRA usually only lasts about a year, and then you're on your own. So again, you want to time that, and you want to expense that and make sure that's in your budget. Now, you may also want to buy a new car because your car has been getting you around all these years, and now that things are opening back up again, you're able to drive around a Bottle Rock tonight. You need a car. So that should be part of your budget. What's it going to cost? What are interest rates right now on borrowing money for cars? What is your insurance going to be? You also may want to deposit $15,000 because you're allowed to do that into your grandkids' 529 account so they could save for college and budget for that. So these are all things that we can put into a plan. If you are building a plan, which I highly recommend you do, so you can get that number more defined clearly. The next thing you want to do is you want to look at your income. Where's your income going to come from when that paycheck stops? Because once you stop working, the paycheck stops. But maybe you've set up other sources of income that are coming. Like what? Well, like a pension. Maybe you're lucky enough to be one of those who, when you leave work, you'll have a pension. And you have choices around that pension. Do you take a life only? Do you take a 50% to your spouse? Do you take a term certain of 20 years with some other payment? These are all options. And you have to look at that. You have to understand that. And then also Social Security. Social Security is incredible. It really is. It's a lot of money sitting there for you. And if you're married, your spouse. And you just have to know how to do it. You have to take a look at that. Then also, maybe you have rental property. Maybe you have investments that are going to pay dividends or take distributions out of those investments. How do you do all that together? Let me give you an example. Let's say a couple is retiring at age 67 and they plan on spending $100,000 a year in retirement. They have a pension of $25,000 a year. They have their combined Social Security of $25,000 a year. And so to meet that remaining $50,000 of retirement need, our couple needs a portfolio of approximately $2 million in assets at a 4% rate of return to generate that differential. Now, if the portfolio is growing, in this case, we'd want to have different buckets because if we have a recession or we have some sort of a pullback and you're drawing down at 4%, if you listen to my previous show, you'll see that doesn't work all the time. So you need to have protection. The next thing you want to do to increase your odds here is you need to optimize your Social Security. More than 64 million Americans are now receiving Social Security. And if you optimize these benefits, this can really have a significant impact on the way you receive it and the way you're taxed on it. And I know most retirees are aware of the reduction in benefits if you take it too early, like around 62. I had a gentleman this week who said, I took it early at 62. I just did. I know I shouldn't have, but I did. And I was said, you're right, because if you wait, every year you wait past that age, all the way up to 70, you're getting yourself 8% a year from the federal government. So, for example, one person scheduled to receive $25,000 a year in Social Security benefits at their full retirement age of 66 will receive $33,000 a year if they just wait four more years till they're 70. And for a married couple, that benefit is even greater as the surviving spouse is able to retain the higher Social Security benefit for their lifetime. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say you should shift into more conservative investments as you approach retirement. Is this always the right thing to do? Not always. You don't want to miss this one. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left
unsaid. Now you can hear the show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your smart speaker or Android device. Just say, hey Google, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Learn more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. All right, so if you're just joining us this morning, today we're talking about planning for retirement before you get there. And if you're 5 years out from retirement right now or sooner, you are in what I call the retirement danger zone. And that's because a mistake or a missed opportunity that you make right now can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now it's time for our fan favorite part of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers, and here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
So here's one they say. They say that when you get close to retirement, you should make your investments more conservative. It seems like a good idea, but is it? Well, it's possible to overdo it here. Let me tell you what I mean. As people get closer to retirement, they tend to place more money in cash and bonds and less in stock. In fact, if you have a target date fund at work, maybe you have like a 2025 fund in this case, because after all, it's 2021. You got 4 years to go and you're thinking about letting the computer do it. And those TDF funds are notorious for this. They will just start to move things in that direction because that's the way they're set automatically. And you may think that makes a lot of sense. And you know what? That might be prudent for some, but it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do for you. It could actually be a terrible mistake, because let me tell you why. Right now, even though the jobs report Friday was disappointing, and even though the Fed is most likely going to make some decisions that are going to ease their foot off the throttle, the economy overall looks pretty good. And it's doing well, and it's continuing to open up. And guess what? Stocks do well in that environment. So for you just to say right now, look, I got to get out all my stocks and start moving to cash, when you have maybe 30 to 35 years more to live, would be a really big mistake. Because right now, inflation is running higher. You know it, I know it. You're paying more for gas, aren't you? Absolutely. You're paying more just for your cost of living. That's called inflation. And if your assets are not growing at or better than inflation, you are losing money. It's just that simple. So you have to create the right balance. And that balance is specific to you. Don't just because your friend's doing it or you hear they're doing it or whatever. It doesn't mean you. And that's why I love doing what I do, because every one of you that I meet with has a different story. And I love hearing your stories, because you worked hard You have dreams, and it's exciting to see you accomplish those. So I often say to folks, you don't need to do that. Maybe you're going to have 40 to 60% in stocks. Look, that may be controversial. But you know what? When I know your situation and what you're trying to do, then I'm going to say that. Potentially, right? I don't know, but I need to talk to you. I need to see what your situation is and then let you know what you should be doing. But stocks overall, again, I'm being very broad here. There's so many different types of stocks. I mean, we can talk about the small cap value focused technology fund, right? I mean, that's a sliver in the big universe. Because it's a big universe. It's a lot of choices. And with interest rates starting to rise, with inflation being somewhat controlled by the Fed and by Congress with the stimulus. I mean, look, we've got a $1 trillion stimulus bill sitting out there. We've got a $3.5 trillion stimulus bill sitting out there right now. That's $4.5 trillion.
Why make trillions when we could make billions?
So what do you think that's going to do to the market or interest rates? It's going to, and taxes. I mean, you know the answer to these questions. They're somewhat obvious. We're paying for that, folks. We are. So you've got to get prepared. It's really that simple. And another area that you need to take a look at right now, if you're looking at this kind of stuff, are fees, because they're sneaky. They are designed in a way where you don't even know what you're paying.
Where's my money?
Exactly. So you need the decoder ring. You need the special gadget that'll help you figure them out. Even, look, I've been doing this for almost 30 years here. I've been doing this stuff for 30 years, but the reality is it's hard to find these things. You know, and unless you have the tools and you know what you're looking for, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. Legitimately. So all I can say is to protect yourself, to make sure you're getting everything you possibly can, you need to analyze all the fees that any sort of advisor or any sort of investment that you're in. You may think that, oh, I don't have an advisor, so my fees are super low. It may not be the case. There may be hidden fees that you don't know how to find them. And 401ks are notorious for that. And so if you want to know what your fees are, I have a show back in the archives back there all about 401ks where we dive into that. And you can find out the form you need to ask for and how you go about getting that and where you look it up. And you can find out these questions if you want to know. And if you want some help, you want someone to help you do the heavy lifting and look at it, well, we do that for you. And while fees are an important consideration, you need to make certain that if you do have financial advice, that they're providing you value for the services that you're paying for. How do you know that? Well, let's talk about that. Are you paying less in taxes on your investment? Is anybody looking at that issue? Because think about it. If taxes are going to be part of your future, which I'm going to tell you, I think they are. And I think they're going to be a big part. So if you could pick up 30% more of total return because you're doing it tax efficiently, what do you think that means? It means more money in your pocket. Now it's time for a quick break. But when I come back, how are taxes going to change in retirement? This is a big issue. I'll give you the answers when I come back. It pays you to keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show protect your assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And isn't that name so important right now when we've got higher taxes on the future? We've got a potentially volatile stock market. I'm calling it this morning. I'm thinking September this month and October are looking for some volatility in your future. So it's important right now, particularly if you're near retirement, to start thinking about these things and get prepared because opportunity is on its way. That reminds me, if you missed our market segment at the top of the hour where I educated you on where we are right now. Last week was pretty significant. We had a pretty major event happen yesterday, which gives us some traffic lights, if you will. I mean, I compare this stuff to make it simple for you, because after all, it's my job. As you're going down Broadway Avenue in Oakland, you can time the lights, can't you? And if you do it just right, you know what I mean, it could save you some time.
Danger's my middle name.
Oh, yeah. So if you want your mojo, then you have to go listen to our market segment where I just went over what's happening right now in the economic front, which tends to wag the stock market tail. So how do you find that? Well, you go to PYA Radio, pyaradio.com, and you can find the market segment there. Or if you listen to podcasts, I have a podcast. It's called Protect Your Assets. And all you have to do on Spotify, if that's where you get your podcasts, is just type in under the search microscope or whatever that thing is. Type in Protect Your Assets and you'll find it there as well. All right. If you have your sights set on retirement, whether this is your year or maybe you're 5 years out, then there are some important steps you need to take now to make sure you're on track to retire on time and financially comfortable. And so today we've been talking about the five decisions you need to be making right now if you're 5 years or sooner from retirement. So I've already been through a few of those. The next decision you need to make is you have to explore the final contributions to your retirement plan. So if you're selling your business or you're just winding out of a job, you want to maximize the value that you're getting at your company. Like what? Well, maybe you have stock options. Maybe you have the potential to get a bonus or a one-time large income payment because you haven't taken all your vacation days. So all of these things will cost you taxes. And depending on how you execute those, you could save yourself quite a bit of money. So to protect that hard-earned capital, make sure that you fully contribute to your 401k or any other type of qualified, i.e. tax-deferred type of plan that you have at your disposal before your retirement date. So if you can accelerate those things, like say maximizing all that 401k deferral or topping off your stock option, then this can lower your tax rate for the year that you retire. Now, as you look in the future and you look at how you're going to unwind those things, you can do simulations. So one of the things our CPAs do here at this firm is we actually prepare for you simulations of how you would get out of your stocks and what that would look like. Again, you have to assume some things like the price of the stock, but still, it helps look at things like that. Now, if you're a small business owner, you have some unique opportunities to use cash flow right now from your business to put more away in the year you're going to sell or if you're planning on selling. Let me give you an example. Let's say there's a dentist out there and he decides to sell his practice and he's wondering about how he can put away more money. So if he takes $175,000 of his revenue this year and he decides to stick it away into what's called a defined benefit plan, he can save $70,000 or more in taxes. That assumes a 40% combined federal and state tax rate. Thank you. You follow me? That's some pretty big money. Now, he can get at that later when he doesn't have that kind of income. But that certainly helped the equation right now as we're looking at it. So no matter your situation, taking the time in the 5 years, we call this the retirement danger zone, before retirement to explore all your possibilities and make the right financial decisions can result in hundreds of thousands of dollars in extra income over the course of your retirement. And that difference in cash flow can help you enjoy those years without worry. And maybe you need help figuring out how to do this, because I know it's not simple. And maybe you're not getting the advice right now about, well, I've got income, I've got taxes, I've got investments I need to think about, and then I've got to think about my family. Because if something happens to me, how is this all going to get managed? Am I going to end up in the probate court in Alameda? I hope not. So if you want to avoid all that, if you want to just see the bigger picture and look at all these things and understand what's going to happen before it does, then this is what you can do. You can pick up the phone right now and you can give us a call, 866-PROTECT. But before you do that, I want you to get in the right frame of mind. And to do that, you need to think about a couple things. So the first thing is, when are you going to retire? Have you thought about that? You probably have. You've probably said, well, it's a couple years away. Maybe it's next year. Maybe it's this year. So set a date. Just set a date. Doesn't mean you have to walk away on that date. Just means that you've got a date. And if you're at work right now and maybe you're not feeling great about it, you just keep going through, well, they're paying me and it's not so bad and I'm just going along and I'll see what happens. Set a date. Because when that date comes, you have an option. You can walk away. And if you've planned properly, you can walk away. If you haven't planned properly, guess what? The date's going to come and you're going to look at it and you're going to go, oh, I was thinking about retiring, but I don't really know if I can. And then what? You're not going to. I mean, these things happen. They just do. So I want you to set a date. I want you to imagine, close your eyes, and imagine that date. What's the weather going to be like outside? What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show. After all, Dodgers are in town, and they're going down. Executive producer and network manager Kevin Renfer. And of course, all my fabulous producers, Fish, thank you, sir, Phil and Brett, for putting together a great show this morning. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and the opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.